welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, this is Mary Jane Mack, and I'm here at the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm going to be your host today. We're very excited about our show and
Yay!
Looking forward to your
Mary
calls.
Jane back to the house.
Yay! I get to work with Benny.
Woo-hoo!
We get to have fun, and Nancy's taking the calls. So we're going to have a great, great hour here. And if you have any questions or would like to put in a call, go ahead and call Nancy at 800-930-2819. And so we'll take in any calls that you have. And today what we're going to talk about is how healthy is your house?
Mm.
This is, you know, I see people every day and they come in to be better, to be healthier. And then sometimes when people aren't getting well, they say, I do all the right things. I eat well, I exercise, but I still don't feel good. And so that what we talk about is their house. And what I do is muscle testing. And it's called the Accelerated Performance System. And when people come to me, I basically do a technique of muscle testing and looking for imbalances in their body. And I use that very same technique for their houses. And all they have to do is think about their house. I'm a medical intuitive, and they could think about their house, and I could score the energy of that house and see if how healthy it is. And in order to be healthy, I score it on a scale of 0 to 10. 7 to 10 is good. 7 is acceptable. Anything below that is not good. So then we look for what could be the possibility of what's going on. So I'm going to give you a few examples. You know, some people, they talk about their house and how clean it is, and they're fanatic with what they do, and their counters, there's no food, everything's immaculate, and yet they still have problems. Well, one of the most common problems I see right now that the fall has come and people don't have their windows open anymore and the houses are closed up, is the gases from the sewer back up into the house and make you sick. Now, sometimes you can't smell them, you don't even know it's there, but it is a common problem, and it's a common problem that causes what we call a toxic stomach.
Like carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Sort of the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's an odorless, colorless gas that enters the house.
Exactly.
And before you know it, you're passed out on the floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you feel what happens.
You feel really bad, though, at first. And you're like, whoa, what's going on? A little woozy.
If people get really sick stomachs, and then they get, you know, they feel nauseous. They don't feel good. They think it's something they ate. They don't know. And then they get a sick bladder from it. That's the next thing. Because all those poisons that come into your system go through your system and out your bladder. So now a lot of people who have chronic bladder issues is because of the sick gases in their house. So the solution for that is you could use a good green cleaner that you have and for drains, and you put that down every drain in your house, and you put it down in the toilet bowl. So you put it in your shower, your tub, your sink, every sink. And if the other thing that works is a little bit of a scented Clorox. So what you're looking for is a good disinfectant and making sure that you have the results. And it doesn't matter if it's a septic tank or a city sewers. So that's a really important thing to do, and check it out. The other thing is, when you're thinking about your bathrooms, for example, do you ever change your shower curtains? Have you looked at your shower curtains? I had a client recently that was congested, not feeling good, and she came in and she said, you won't believe this, but I never noticed my shower curtain, the bottom of it, I didn't look at it. She said, but it was so moldy, it was pathetic. And now this is a person you would think that would have noticed that before, who's very, you know, clean herself and everything else in her house is clean. So she took that shower curtain down and got rid of it. And of course you have to clean and sanitize after that. Because remember, when you take things down like that, those mold spores spread around. So she did a great job cleaning up after that. And pretty soon, all that congestion and all that allergy type reaction went away. So those are some simple things that you need to look at. And the other big thing that makes people really sick is leaking electricity. Now, when you got power surge protectors, well, how long have you had those surge protectors? Some people have had them for 20 years. Well, they don't last 20 years. Your equipment might still work, but you have to look at that wiring, and it gets dried and frayed. And so now you get electricity leaks in your house, and those leaks also cause the same thing. Cause a sick stomach, cause a sick bladder. So you need to take a look at everything that you have in your house and go through it and see how long you've had it and replace it. And it doesn't matter how expensive or how inexpensive they are. It's the quality of how they're made that's important. So now we have some calls. Benny, should we take some of these calls?
Sounds like a plan. And if you'd like to join us here on the Dr. Pat Show, Mary Jane is taking your questions. And it's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We have Kristen calling in. Forgot to ask where. Probably just the local Seattle area. We'll just go with that. She's looking for a general body scan. So let's bring her on. Kristen, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show and Mary Jane.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, everybody. How are you, Mary Jane?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
What can I do for you?
So, you know, I'm actually dealing with some health issues, and I feel like I'm slowly getting them under, you know, balancing them. But I'm also taking them all on at the same time, and it seems like one will be the front runner, and then that'll kind of fade back, and then the other one will come up. And I guess overall I'm worried that my adrenals are going to kick in and knock me down this winter.
Well,
so I kind of was hoping maybe you could give me a little scan and tell me what you see.
Absolutely. Kristen, what you have is you have a backed up gallbladder, and that gallbladder is putting you into low gear. Like out of a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the best you could be, you're a 2. So why you have all these issues that kind of jump all over the place is when you have a gallbladder, you could have chest pain, you could have heart irregularity, you could have other pain in your body. You could have joint pain. You could have eye pain. You could have shoulder pain. It can be pretty severe. You can feel like you're having a heart attack sometimes. Those are some of the extreme things. But I see so many things as a result of a backed up gallbladder that cause all these other problems. And often you're treating all the other problems, the symptoms, but never getting to the core issue. So what you need is a good gallbladder nutrition protocol to help you get rid of that. And we'd be happy to help you if you'd like to call our office at 888-777-4232. And you could talk to Rhonda and set up an appointment. But you could totally take care of that and get to the bottom of what's going on with you.
Yeah, I have done, you know, I've done gallbladder cleanses, and I've done like, you know, I know about biotics and standard process, and I've done, you know, beta TCP. I've done the 2 bottles of the one and then the 1 bottle of the other, and it's just like,
well,
and I do have heart issues, so.
But you still have, here's the deal. Those are great products. You still have the same issue, and you're not getting in the right amount. And you may be taking it, but you're not getting the job done. In our office, what we do is we figure out exactly the amount you need, how long you need to take it, and we get the job done. So it's about being more aggressive and going after it and taking care of it, and you haven't quite gotten there yet.
All righty. Well, I guess I'll add another health practitioner to my list.
Well,
you should be taking off the other ones and having Mary Jane Mack as priority. I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah, no, I adore Mary Jane Mack. I actually met you at the Brownstein Conference.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Nutritional therapy. I came up and talked to you.
Yeah, great, great. Well, I'd love to take care of you. And like I say, we have results. That's with the products we use and the technique I do, we have great results, and that speaks for itself. So we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Kristen. And it leaves another line open here at the Dr. Pat Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Mary Jane Mack is filling in for the lovely Dr. Pat Vasili.
Yes, so, I'm lucky.
Yeah, we have a couple minutes before the break, but let's just jump off to another question. This one's coming from Paul. He's calling in from Seattle. Looks like flaky skin on the eyelids. Interesting question. Paul, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm in my mid-50s, and about a year ago, I started getting a little rash on my eyelids, and it just doesn't want to go away. And it about every 2 or 3 days, my eyelid flakes up, flaking up to just kind of peel the skin off, and then it seems to heal, and then it comes back. And so I tried a bunch of different things, and I just thought, you know, it's a good time to ask a question to somebody that probably has an answer.
Exactly, Paul. I'm happy to talk to you. Paul, what you've got is you got something stuck in your right kidney, and that's what's causing the backup in your eye. So you've got, and that's why it keeps coming back. You could treat it topically or just work on the eye, but that's not the issue. What's going on is your right kidney's backed up, and then that backs up your whole system, and where you're seeing it is in your eye. So what I would recommend is you could call our office, and we'll get you on a protocol to clean that out that kidney, get things working. Do you have any knee or joint pain?
Yeah, I've separated my shoulders in different accidents, and so I get a little, I have a lot of pain in there. I'm a carpenter, so I get a lot of pain through that, through a lot of activity. But I get some ghost pains in my knees or here and there. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, because what's going on with you also is your heart is really tired. When you have shoulder issues, it's because your heart's tired. So, and then when your heart gets tired, you can't move those stones. That's what the problem is, because everybody gets stones, but if your heart is strong, you have the ability to move those. And what's happened with you is you don't. So you need to get rid of the stone, and then you need to get your heart charged up to strengthen up those shoulders so you won't have more problems. So you could give our office a call. Again, Rhonda's in the office, 888-777-4232. We take care of people all over the country. It doesn't matter where you are.
Okay, well, I'll give Rhonda a call. Thank you very much.
All right, Paul.
All right. Now let me turn on my microphone. That helps there, Mary Jane Mack. We're doing a lot here at the Dr. Pat Show. Mary Jane Mack is filling in for the lovely Dr. Pat Vasili. If you'd like to give us a call and have Mary Jane answer some health questions or some, even we're talking about, you know, how healthy is your house? If you have any other questions about that, give us a call. 1-800-930-2819. And it's the Dr. Pat Show, and we'll be right back.
Well, here it's here. Here it's here.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. 877-423-2 and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Dr. Pat Show. This is Mary Jane Mack standing in for Dr. Pat, and we're having a great time this morning. We're welcoming your calls. The number to call in is 800-930-2819, and we're talking about a healthy home today. And it's really an important topic because you just don't really think about it. You do all the other things. You go out and buy supplements, and you buy organic food, and You get good clothes and you take care of everything else. You disinfect a little bit. But then it comes after the summertime. Okay, now it's time. Turn on your furnace. So how many people have had their ducts clean in recent years?
Oh, I had mine checked, but I need to have mine cleaned.
Oh, yeah.
But at least I checked them.
You checked them.
That's good. A start.
That's good.
Okay.
The other thing is cleaning, making sure the furnace is clean because
mm-hmm.
it collects all this
mm-hmm.
dust and the filters.
Mm-hmm.
You turn that on, all that dust goes through your house. And what's the point of having a clean house if you don't start with the foundation?
Filters are big. I live in an older house, like a 40s house. It's constantly being full with all the little bugs and all this stuff because I have base forced air. So a lot of the stuff on the floor just kind of trickles down into the return.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Nasty stuff, but you got to stay up on it. At least I do.
Oh, yeah, you do. You mm-hmm. do. And then when you do have them cleaned out, every now and then you got to stick your vacuum down there and clean out those vents, especially if you got little ones.
Because
it's amazing what collects in there in a short time.
Especially my two little ones getting bigger.
Yeah, you never know what you'll find down there. You might find something really good.
Toys. It's going to be toys. I know it. I have a feeling.
So those are things that, you know, make sure you get that cleaned up, and then cleaning behind the refrigerator when you're cleaning and making sure that your refrigerator is clean. How often do you clean the inside of your refrigerator? I mean, that's another one. Or leave old food in there. It needs to be cleaned out every couple months and disinfected.
It can be overlooked fairly quickly on
oh,
that
Oh, very
one.
Quickly.
You're in and out. You don't even notice it.
Yeah, and then you put food in there and you leave the food in there and the food... And another thing, anything that's in the refrigerator, if it's more than 3 days old, it's dead.
Yeah.
People wonder why they gain weight. They're eating old leftovers. If you're going to cook food and you have leftovers, put it in the freezer.
Not good.
Because then you have good food when you go to get it. So, the other thing is you clean your shower heads. Take the head off once in a while and clean it because that's amazing. You get little gravel in there, and you get little moldy buildup in
exactly.
there.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, what that comes from, obviously, I've done a little bit of plumbing around the house, too. It's the grit and the soot that ends up in the pipes from just all the running water. Who knows where it actually comes from, but it builds up at the end of those shower heads, and they run improper in the poor circulation for that area, too. And actually, your water bill will go up.
Oh, it will.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also checking under your sink to see if you have any leaks, because then you get mold underneath there.
Good idea.
And sometimes it's pretty hard unless you got something that's pouring out. You don't really recognize it, but you can have little drips back there and develop mold under it. And also the big thing is your dryer vent, cleaning your dryer vent and under and behind your dryer. I had a client recently who had a really clogged up dryer vent, and that's hazardous to, I mean, it could create a fire.
That's exactly a very big issue right now. A lot of people think it's overlooked. I mean, it takes 2 seconds to just pull the little trap out of there, look down in, maybe grab a flashlight while you're at it, and it's easy to get out. What I found is like a stick or something like that. This is a really good tip, guys, so write this down or remember it. Stick it in your head. Wrap some tape around it, maybe reverse it, and then just jam it down in there. Try not to break it off, you know, whether it's a stick or whatever. And then it'll come right back. The extra little lint, and it'll reduce the backup, and you won't have your little fire.
Exactly. And then make sure that that vent to the outside of your house is clean.
Yep.
That, I mean, that gets overlooked, and sometimes people do it, but you got to do that. You know, you should do it at least once a year.
Well, and it doesn't take that long either. You know, like just before you walk in the house or something like that, just sneak around to the backside of the house, find the vent, or maybe look for it, have someone else tell you where it is, prop it open. There you go. It's easy.
Yeah,
easy
exactly.
Easy peasy.
And then cleaning your draperies and your blinds, you know, all the dust that collects there. And the draperies, they need to be vacuumed. You know, you get dust mites on your drapes too.
Mm-hmm.
So
they cling to everything.
Exactly. And, like for kids' room, here is a big tip. You got kids sleep in a room full of stuffed animals. And now these animals might have been collected over 2 or 3 years. Those animals are collecting so much dust, it's amazing. So most of them are all washable. You could throw them in and wash them or throw them in the dryer once in a while and just sanitize them.
Yeah.
And that's pretty easy to do. And then because kids sometimes are all stuffed up all the time and it's from things that are in their room.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and freshen your bedding and your pillows. Remember to don't keep your pillows forever.
That's tough. I'm sorry. I've had mine for a while. I can't find one that's just as good as
my
little
pillow.
Yeah,
but I mean, you think about the germs stuff. Now, if you put a cover.
No, I do that.
Hypoallergenic cover on them sometimes. Then that seals it. And
good.
That makes it last longer. So then you're okay.
Feel a little better now.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So how about if we take some calls, Benny?
Sounds good. Let's take Jim. He's calling in from Las Vegas. Hopefully everything else is going well down there for him. And he looks like he wants to talk about a smell coming from his drains. Jim, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show and Mary Jane Mack.
Hey,
Jim.
Mary Jane Mack. Mary Jane, thank you for taking my call. I heard you mentioning that odor that was coming out of the pipes, and I have it. It's something fierce.
Oh, you do?
I thought I had something that just didn't flush down the toilet, to be perfectly honest.
So is it coming out of your toilet?
Well, I thought it was coming out of the toilet until then all of a sudden I started sniffing around and I realized it was coming out of the sink.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you know what? Do you have a one-story or two-story house?
It's a two-story.
Okay. So your first story is a -1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's a -6. A 10 is good. 7 is good. Yours is a minus. And then your second story is a 2. So your house is not healthy. So your drains are all really bad, so you could either use the scented Clorox and put some down every drain. You have to do it once a week for 4 weeks, and then once a month. You can also get a green drain cleaner, something that's not as toxic, and use that. But that's what you've got. The sewer gases are coming up. That's what it is. And you will not, if you can smell it like that, it's really bad.
Yeah, I have a maid, and I guess she knows a little something about this. And what she does is that she will actually fill the sink up with about an inch and a half of water and then shut the drain. And that prevents the odor from coming through. But it's just so bad. It's so bad, I actually have to leave my house.
Yeah.
Wow.
The thing is, you got to disinfect it. You got to get the scented Clorox is pretty good to use. You've got to put that down each drain at nighttime and let it sit there. You put it down the drain, you let it sit there overnight, and then you flush it. And then you might have to do, your house, you need to do 1, 2. You need to do that twice a week.
What's the actual odor?
It's like a musty. It's kind of like almost like a musty, dirty.
The plumber said it was gas.
Well, that's what it is. It's the gas from the sewer. So, but if you do this, it will take care of it. It will take care of it. So that's what you have to do.
Is it flammable?
No, it's not flammable. It just makes you sick. It's not healthy.
Well, it makes me sick, all right.
Yeah. So all you have to do is have your person put that stuff down every drain, and you put it in the toilet, do it twice a week.
I had to check my shoes last night.
Wow. No, it's the gas that's coming up. So that's what you need to do.
Well, thank you so much, Mary Jane. I really appreciate it. I never thought that I would hear this topic being discussed, but it certainly was helpful.
Well, good. And I know that when you do that, Jim, it's going to make a big difference for you. Even the first time, it will make a big difference.
Check more than my shoes.
Yeah.
That's right. Thanks, Jim, for calling in. And leaves another line open here at the Dr. Pat Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, if some of those household cleaners or agents are even going the green route, if it's just a little too much and it's not working, of course, I would advise going seeing a local plumber or have someone come out, and they might need to snake it, which they stick, you know, a fish line down there and they work it out. So, I mean, it could, or even more serious, it could be a broken pipe. So that's where you want to have a professional
There's always the extreme.
Of course.
But on the average, the usual,
yep.
It's just a good place people forget to sanitize. Mm-hmm. So
like hairs build up or something fell down there, you know, kids tossing stuff down there left and right.
You know, this is a perfect example with Jim. I mean, people just don't think about that.
Well, yeah, they let it go.
And then it builds up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he can't even stay in his house. And that's why I brought up this topic, because I've been seeing it so often every day with people. So take care of your house and you'll feel better. So some other things I wanted to talk about with the house is, you know, of course, we talked about changing your mattress. But when you clean your carpets, what kind of carpet cleaner do you use?
Right. And we could probably touch on that on the other side of the break. How's that?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, let's do it. So you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show on, of course, Alternative Talk 1150 AM here in Seattle and the Outlying Affiliates. And we'll be back with more Mary Jane Mack.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 95-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hey, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Mary Jane Mack filling in for Dr. Pat, and we're having a great day. And that music reminded me a few weeks ago, I went to see Pat Boone.
You did?
And the Diamonds.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool.
Nancy bought tickets for my husband and I because Pat Boone was my favorite when I was young. And it was amazing. Pat Boone was fabulous.
I'm going to have to look for some now since you brought this up. I'm searching right now.
The Diamonds were just amazing. They were so great. We had a really good time.
That's
good.
It was
fun.
Glad you did.
So what we're talking about today is healthy house. And I was mentioning about carpeting. When you have your carpet cleaned, there are really good natural carpet cleaners today. There's these orange products, all kinds of good products. And it's really important to use a good product, natural product on your carpets. For one thing, not only because of your children, but because of your animals. Because animals get really sick when you clean your carpets with toxic material. And that is not good. And they're down there all the time, just like the kids. So be careful what you do with that. And then, Benny, you mentioned earlier something about you get some little things coming up sometime because you got your floor vents. I don't know if you get any spiders in your house.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It's again one of the older houses, and how my air system, my ducting works. It's all obviously under the floors. I have hardwood floors, so I have the registers on the outer part of the house, and then I have a central return, which is the in. So all the air and elements around it gets sucked into below the floor, and then of course gets expelled outward again. So all the little creepy crawlies, even from the crawl space, you know, they manage to find their way in there.
Yeah, well, when bugs come in your house or spiders come in your house,
I hate spiders.
It's because you got a sick house if they come in. So that's a hint. When you got a lot of spiders and things coming in, then you better check your drains and you better check some things. The other thing you do for that outside the house is you make sure around that your foundation on the outside of the house is clean. And something good to put around it is garden lime. I remember when I was a kid, I lived in Chicago, and every spring, my dad would go under the house, and he would sprinkle garden lime under the house and around the foundation of the house.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and it sweetens the soil, so it makes the soil healthier, so now you don't get the bugs attracted to your house.
Huh. All right, well, that's what I'm doing right after the show. I am going to go get some.
Yeah. And
priority.
I also had someone call and they had mice in their house. Now, when you get mice in your house, mice are attracted to gases. Mm. And a friend of mine lived in this particular new development in a very popular place. And a couple houses in their area were infested underneath with mice. And they had to call in. I mean, there were trucks out in front with equipment to clean this up. It was so bad.
Oof.
Now, actually, those houses must have been built on like a gas leak. Hmm. There must be some gas up there you get so many mice in an area. So it's just something to think about if you have those kind of things that you could change that and just by cleaning up your house.
Right. And also with, you know, the weather changing, it's getting colder. They're obviously going to retreat to warmer areas. Like me, you know, I found out my ducting, you know, underneath the house, I had a small leak, so it was a little warmer under the crawl space, which, hey, look at that. I'm also heating my, you know, crawl space, which isn't very cost effective for me, which I found out
not for anybody.
No, not for you. Well, I guess I could live down there, too, if I want. But it's a haven for the little animals to hang out and party, basically.
Yeah. So those are some great tips, mm-hmm. I think, for people every day to to take care of things. And like I say, some of the things, when you don't take care of them, you have kids with allergies, you could have asthma, you could have sinus problems. And the sinus problems come from having the sick bladders and you have a lot of congestion. So people who have chronic colds and flu, people who are sick all the time and tired.
Yeah.
You got to look at what's going on.
Definitely, definitely. And if you're just tuning into the Dr. Pat Show, you're actually listening to not Dr. Pat. It's Mary J. Mack. She's in co-hosting, and I guess I should say filling in for Dr. Pat today. She's taking your calls if you'd like to call us here at the Dr. Pat Show at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We've been discussing this last, looks like 40 minutes or so, about how healthy is your house.
Yeah. So my house, well, I do those things. I clean the, put the stuff down the drains.
Good.
Make sure they're clean. And actually, I live in the country, and I have horses, and I have acreage, and I am really aware about the bugs and the spiders, and we really do not get anything in our house. And to me, that's an indicator of I'm doing okay.
Well, that's amazing, too, being so far out, technically. I mean,
yeah.
You've got a lot of wilderness.
Yeah,
and
we have 5 acres, and yeah. We do not get any mice or
crazy.
Anything in our house. So
staying on top of it.
And the possibility of getting it, it would really be big. So, and no spiders either, so that's good.
That's truly amazing.
Exactly. So I know that I have a sister in Chicago, and her house, she lives in a suburb, and they have really bad water. They have the water that's got the heavy iron in it. Now, that is really toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it not only clogs up your things, but it's very toxic and really can cause people to be very sick. You need to really attend to those more often.
Good point. You know, one thing, you know, with my little boys that are now just a little bit over 9 months old, you know, we're starting to collect a few more toys here and there. You know, what would be a good way or proper way on sanitizing those little
guys? A steamer.
A steamer, okay.
Steamer is fabulous for cleaning kids' clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it totally disinfects them.
Okay.
And, you know, because if you're letting kids play with these toys and then they get sick and then they're playing with the same toys,
yeah,
it's not a good thing.
Good point.
And it's a good thing to just, you know, use that steamer, and it's really fast and easy to do.
Yeah, it's a good point, because I guess a lot of the other over-the-counter like stuff that you can buy, too, has a lot of alcohol in them, too, which
could
be a little more toxic. They are toxic for the kids.
This is so easy. The steamers disinfect. There's steamers that actually do disinfect and clean.
Good.
So that's a great thing. And then it's good to use those on the cribs and all the high chair, all the equipment that you have for the kids.
And I have to double duty on everything, so I've got my work cut out for me, of course.
Exactly. You've got those two little angels.
Thank you. Well, let's see. Sanitizing doorknobs and light switches, another area that little kids can get their
fingers.
And people, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're grabbing your doorknob, and then your bathroom, think about the light switches, your dirty hands. So you just sanitize that on a regular basis. It's really easy to do. You just kind of wipe things off, even those sanitized napkins you could use.
Because even though you're in a bathroom, you think it's clean. It's not always.
I like to, in my office in particular, we do that all the time. And the other thing is sanitizing the knobs to the toilet when the flusher.
Yeah, that's good point.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of little things you could do to keep healthy and feel good and eliminate chronic illness and being sick all the time.
Perfect. Sorry, I'm kind of looking at all my screens here to see where we're at. Let's see. We've covered stuffed animals, shower heads, getting pillows.
How about outside, the other thing, too, is when people fertilize their lawns.
Oh.
You know, if mm-hmm. you don't use natural fertilizers,
yeah.
And today, I mean, they have great natural fertilizers that do a great job giving you a nice, healthy lawn. But if you don't, well, then you got animals that get sick, that get toxic from walking on the fertilizers.
Right.
And are using chemical things for killing moss. You have to be careful of all those things, because your kids get in it or your animals get in it. Then it's a problem.
Well, that, and it gets tracked into the house.
Exactly.
Whether you really don't know or feel that you are, but it's on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's attached itself.
Yeah, just walking through the lawn, so that's pretty easy to do.
Good point. Actually, Nancy's flashing us. We should talk about the car. Everyone spends a lot of time in their car.
Oh, yeah. And okay. How often do you got kids in the car, they're coughing and sputtering. How often do you wipe down that steering wheel? How often do you...
Right. Yeah, not often in my car. Although I actually have a pretty decent, clean car, I think. Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, I'm sticking to my guns on that one.
Yeah, sometimes people, you know, you take your car and you get it clean, and, yeah. and that's mm-hmm. good, you know. But is it really sanitized? So mm-hmm. you want to wipe down the steering wheel and mm-hmm. wipe down your little gear shift and
yeah.
and your doorknobs.
Well, the carpets, too, because I know, like, okay, I usually have my little cup of Joe on the way in this morning, and every once in a while, which seems to be more often than none, I spill a little bit here and there, and it trickles down on those carpets. You know, the carpets get kind of nasty, too, so... It's exactly.
Your carpets are nasty. And now you got the heat on, and now you're blowing
you're
up.
You're just
all
cooking
that
it
stuff.
Into the carpet, yeah. for heaven's sake.
So you've got to look at everything you do. And once you get everything clean, then it's just real easy to keep it clean.
Yeah.
And then you start fresh. So.
And it smells fresh.
And it smells yeah. very good. So.
Try to bring that new car scent back. Everyone wants that.
Well, and you can do that. Mm-hmm. You can do that. So, what I was going to talk about is your animals. You know, we take care of a lot of animals in our office, and it's the same thing with people use perfumes and sprays or hairsprays and, you know, bathroom things, and they don't think of that as being toxic. You know, I know somebody and they use, these perfume smelly things that are just awful. Mm-hmm. And you walk in the house and then you smell these diffusers. Different candles, different, like five different scents.
Yeah.
And you walk in and you think, oh my gosh.
A little overload.
And they don't even notice it. So now you're using these sprays, like in the bathroom, and you got little dogs. Well, these little dogs are always needing nutrition to pull them out of chemicals. Well, it's those sprays that land on the floor. Then the dogs lick their paws and then they get sick.
Yeah, they've ingested it.
Yeah. And so now, I mean, it's so many things to think about that are just common sense about what you're using on your body. What do you put on your body? Because remember, when you put it on your body absorbs it very quickly.
Yeah.
And try and use better products and not toxic. If you can smell it and it's not that great, perfumey, you know, you probably shouldn't be using it.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
So that's another common thing for those little critters that get into a lot of trouble. Yeah. And little animals are so sensitive to all those chemicals that you have to really be careful.
Very, very true. Well, you've been listening in to the Dr. Pat Show, or if you've just tuned in, you're welcome to call us. Also, Mary Jane Mack is filling in for Dr. Pat Basile today on the Dr. Pat Show. And feel free to give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And if you have a personal question or need to speak with Mary Jane, what's that information? Oh, well, you know what? I got it right here. I thought you were ready for that. I'm sorry. MaryJaneMack.com or 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And we'll head out of this on a good note here. It's a little Pat Boone for you, Mary Jane.
Oh,
my darling, please wait. For me, we'll stroll along together.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Mary Jane Mack filling in for Dr. Pat. And we're having a great time here with Benny, and Nancy's on the phone. So give us a shout out and call, and we'd be happy to answer your questions. The number is 800-930-2819. And any question is a good question.
Yeah, we were discussing earlier about how healthy is your house, and we moved on to the automobile. And while we were at break, it hit me, Mary Jane, women's handbags or purses.
Exactly.
Now, that's not the haven for germs. I don't know where else they would lie.
Oh, just think about it. You use a Kleenex, you use a tissue on your nose, and then you put it back in your purse.
Then what?
Then it sits there and you move it around everything else.
Then what?
Then you take your hand out and you put your hand back again.
Then what?
Then you take your wallet out and you put it on a counter.
Then
God
what?
Knows what's on the counter.
It just
Who
keeps
knows?
Going. It's
then
endless.
Then you put your keys. The keys, the purse is on the floor, then the key. And you go to a restaurant, your purse is on the floor, and God knows what's on the floor. So, yeah, it's pretty, needs to have something done and cleaned up once in a while, that's for sure. Because most of the time you're putting things in there for your kids, and then you take it out and you give it to your kids, and they put it in their mouth.
Yeah, it's just an endless cycle that you probably would go, or not even, it would go unnoticed. You wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah, and it's just simple. Those are such important things for keeping healthy for the fall, because you're traveling more, you're doing more, and then not maybe it's probably not a good thing to let your kids eat in the car, because hard when you got little ones.
It is, and then that's tough. That's the only thing. I mean, there are certain times that, but you know, you can make your day happen on however you want it. So you should schedule time for to have it outside the car.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so there's always another avenue for it.
Exactly. And cleaning those cups, those sippy cups and things.
Yeah, especially the ones that roll around in the car. And, oh, did you even clean the car? Nope. Well, it's dirty. So we're right back to square one.
Yeah, and so then it gets back to just some basic nutrition. Yeah. So here in our office, what we do, we recommend and put you on programs to keep you, in spite of all these things, keep you above it so your immune system is better and that you can not succumb to all these natural little disasters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by staying in tune, when you come into our office, what I do is fine-tune you to be the best you can be. So my goal is that you're good in every area, emotionally, structurally, and physically. And it's a process to get to that degree, and it's a process to maintain it. So when people come in, it's looking at where we're going. Where do they want to be? Where are they? And it's as simple as using the technique of muscle testing, the accelerated performance system, to come up with exactly what the main issue is and correct it with nutrition. and then to recommend products to keep you there. So we are happy to, you know, I see so many people that have such difficult, that are difficult cases, and they're traveling all over the country trying to find an answer. And then when they call me, they say, how would you like to take on a difficult case? Well, to me, it's not a difficult case.
Yeah, maybe for you.
Yeah, it's not difficult. And I have an answer for the most difficult cases because it's your body tells me what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a call the other day from a gentleman, and he has been sick for a long time, and he's traveled all over the world to get help.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we started him on a program, and it's a process of just getting that body energy up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when people are so sick, they can't even take pills. They need to get their body energy up. And we use this light technology in the office to raise that body vibration to get them so they can even handle nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a mini detox, I guess.
Well, or... you know, sometimes people can't detox. For example, this person's been detoxing, and it's just made him worse.
Okay.
You can't detox when you're really sick.
Okay.
So what we do is we just put them in a nice recliner chair and put these light technology on their body. And it's just the light technology. It raises the cell vibration so that if a body is in a low frequency, we'll go from a 0 to 10. It helps to raise that frequency so the body can take over itself.
Okay.
It's all about the body being able to take over and heal itself, because the body has the ability to do to do anything if you give it what it needs.
Well, you can control it, too. I think it's all in the mind.
Well, absolutely in the mind, but sometimes people get so far behind they don't know how to catch up.
Right, is what exactly what I'm kind of coming back to. Yeah, got to tell your mind to do
that. Yeah, and it's like if you believe, if you have the mentality you can be well, and you search for that answer versus going to the other therapy and winding up in a crisis and in intensive care and then hearing that story, that may not be a good story.
Yeah.
And those things sometimes you could have crisis in your life and it's not really what's really wrong with you with the diagnosis they come up with. And I see people who have had heart attack or look like they're having heart attacks and all kinds of lung problems, and it was caused by their gallbladder. So it's about not giving up and not settling for somebody's telling you that you're not going to make it or you're not going to live or you have a chronic disease. And it's about you being better and looking for what you can do and believe in what you believe in.
Sure.
If you believe in it, you know you can make it happen.
Exactly. And how can people start believing? How can they start it?
How can they start it? First of all, is they got to talk better to themselves.
Simple
as that.
All right.
They have to talk like it's already happened. You can't, if you're talking about the negative and you're talking about what you don't want, that's what you're attracting. Whether you have it or not, if you don't have it, you have to talk like it, like I have $1 million. I am a multimillionaire. You have to believe like you already are there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you attract to you. I am in perfect health. I am healthy. So the more your energy is up, that's what you're going to attract. If you have negative energy, then you have to cover that, whatever those bad thoughts are, you have to cover them thousands of times with a positive to make a difference.
In addition, they should call you.
Exactly. Make a difference. When you come to me, we get to the core issue of what's going on. It's your body that tells me the answer. It's not a mystery. It's very simple. And when I explain it, it makes total sense, and it all fits.
Exactly.
So I just give us a call. Call Rhonda, 888-777-4232, or MaryJaneMack.com, and we would be happy to take care of you and help you on a healthy path.
Sounds like a plan, and we appreciate you, Mary Jane Mack, for coming in and filling in for Dr. Pat today on the Dr. Pat Show. And, you know, we cover, you know, how healthy is your house to how healthy your car is and,
purse.
You know, in your purse. Well, yeah, exactly. But we just want everyone to be clean and to be safe out there, you know, and get the mindset on just being ahead of the game, staying on top of it, knowing that this is out there lurking or looming, and you just want to be aware of it and do the best thing you can. And Mary Jane's here to help you out, and if you can't correct it, you can definitely give her a call at
888-777-4232. 888-777-4232.
Or at MaryJaneMack.com. And thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It was great, Benny.
All right. Well, we'll see all you listeners for another fantastic show. And that's the Dr. Pat Show coming up soon.
Try to swim around.